Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
The current matter that the filing was geared to today with regard to her baffling perception that the Presidential Records Act somehow has any relationship at all to the Espionage Act is stunning. And I think that Jack Smith, I think the filing today makes it plain that she has to rule, and if she doesn't rule, under either scenario, they'll be in a position to take her up to the 11th Circuit, and I think the 11th Circuit will likely take her off the case.
Yay! And that was Donald Trump's former lawyer, yes. Ty Cobb. Chris is in a mood. Let
He's
me just warn you right now.
I'm not in a snit. I'm just in a mood.
Well, that was really an unnecessary snipe at his facial hair, but all right.
All I said is I want to take a pair of scissors, just go up to his mustache, and just snip the ends. Because that's a dumb mustache.
He's dumb. But he worked for Donald Trump.
And I've had dumb mustaches.
But he's right about Judge Cannon. Do you feel like these guys are working out their guilt issues, Bill Barr and him? Like, no, it's too late to redeem yourself. You worked for that. And you knew he was a criminal mother when you worked for him. Mm-hmm. So now, like, you know, you can't get in front of, you know, a camera with Bill Barr around, you know, rushing to talk about how guilty Trump is. You knew he was guilty before you were not. Excuse me.
He auditioned to work
for
him.
Now we're both in a mood.
Oh.
I dare some right-winger to call right now and talk to
us. Oh, do it. Do it. Do it. I dare you. I dare you.
That's a double dog dare.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and by the way, you just got called the eye candy of the Stephanie Miller Show on Twitter. What happened? I've aged out, but you're still beautiful, Jody. I don't understand how we've just somehow been eclipsed now.
I know. I put the Vaseline on that lens, so I look much better.
Rack of meat over here. How did that happen?
Well, look at
him. I acknowledge he's hot AF, but what happened?
You're like my big sister, though.
That's like... They just skipped right over Jody and I, just right to you. Okay, let's...
What did they say?
You're the eye candy of the Stephanie Miller Show.
I have brains. I'm smart.
Where did Dog Frito go? Dog Frito is upstairs.
They all went that away.
Oh, poor Clyde. Okay.
Exactly. That's what I say to him every day.
Oh. Let's review the last few hours. Jack tweets recapping the last 24 hours. New York, presidential immunity claim denied. Georgia, I think I'll need a good day, sir. You get nothing.
Okay.
Georgia, motion to dismiss based on First Amendment protections denied. Florida, motion to dismiss based on Presidential Records Act denied. New York, financial fraud. Bond surety in question. Oh no, not Mr. Hankey, the Christmas financial poo. What? Mm-hmm. There's something Hankey might be going on with Mr. Hankey?
Yeah.
Hankey with Hankey.
There was someone on MSNBC on Jonathan Lemire's show that made the Mr. Hankey reference.
Oh, because they listen to us.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
Or they watch
also,
South Park.
The president clearly listens to us because he told Netanyahu what's what and who's who.
Hinky and Hanky in the morning.
Where the fish pisses from. Yeah.
Where the what?
It's an old saying. Anyway, my point is...
Is it a buffalo saying? What? Where'd you get that from?
I don't know. Somewhere back in my... Okay.
from your toddler years?
Yes, that's going to win me a Bob Award, a Buffalo Bob. Oh, by the way, someone said congratulations on your Buffalo Bill nomination.
Yeah. That's funnier. Bill. That's funnier. It's funnier.
It puts the lotion on its arms and we'll put the award in the basket.
Okay. Well, I mean,
it's
you
not
could be
a Buffalo Bill Award. It's a Buffalo Bob.
You could be a cheerleader for the Buffalo Bills.
Sure.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah, whatever, eye candy. Listen, Jody.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not talking to eye candy anymore. What's the point?
Exactly.
He's smart.
For, he's not here for his
smart.
Brain.
I know things.
Shut up, eye candy. Anyway, we were just saying before the show, thank God it's only a few minutes to Glenn Kirshner.
Right.
You literally need a legal lad or lady on call like 24-7, right? Because at first, when you heard it, you're like, oh, Trump loses again. Good day, sir. You get nothing.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Yes. However, of course, there's always something hinky when it's Judge Cannon. When it's anyone that is a Trumper, there's always something hinky, like with hanky.
Uh-huh.
Something hinky with hanky.
Well, it's in the name.
Financial poo. Hi, I'm a subprime car guy. How you doing? What could possibly be shady? Okay.
Can I tuck you into a car?
Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant-quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's or enter the code Hartman with two N's before checking out for 50% off your first week. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity. And what a huge difference it is to get the best chefs in the country to bring creative, delicious meals to us and you every week. Every meal is handcrafted by chefs and made in local micro kitchens, not large production facilities. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's or enter the code Hartman with two N's before checking out for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman or going to cookunity.com/Hartman.
Quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform, one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. NetSuite.com/Miller. NetSuite.com/Miller. One more time, NetSuite.com/Miller. So I'm sure Glenn Kirshner is going to agree. I had to, you seriously have to go to like mini law school to understand what is happening, because you go, oh, okay, that's good. She denied, right? Trump's ridiculous. But the problem is, it seems like there's always another motive back there that then, okay, let me try to explain this.
Good luck.
Okay.
We're all pulling for you.
Thanks. Okay, so one legal expert said it's clear she is going in a ridiculous direction, referring in part to jury instructions floated by Cannon that would ask jurors to consider whether top secret government documents at Trump's personal property. The government could be without recourse after a trial begins. I don't even know why they indulged her. I think they need to stop playing games and move to disqualify her. And that's what I think Glenn has already said to us. Because basically what she's saying is, I'm ruling on this pretrial, and like Andrew Weissman said, who cares about that? Mm-hmm. You only care what happens at trial. So what she's basically saying is, I may entertain this ridiculous argument and acquit at trial, and then it's too late.
Right.
Then it's too late.
Once a jury is seated.
Right. Once a jury is seated, there's no, you can't.
Prosecution has no recourse.
Right.
I was listening to a legal analyst on ABC News coming in this morning, and they said to get her taken off the case is a super high bar.
It's very difficult.
So it's a really big risk that Jack Smith would take if he moves to get her removed from this case.
Yeah, but what I love that we're doing the legal thing right before Glenn gets here.
Well, yeah.
We're like stumbling around in the dark. Do you have any sound effects? This is just us schlep-carring our way through the first segment.
I don't know. What about the mandamus? And then this thing.
If you want to hear someone who knows what they're talking about, that'll be in a few minutes. Yeah. This is just us.
About 20 minutes.
Stumbling around in the dark. Too dumb to go to law school. Sorry.
But at least we're smarter than
But who expects eye candy to go to law school?
Seriously.
Nobody, right?
I mean, although I'm the only...
Like you get those muscles
in a... I was one class shy of pre-law.
Okay. Oh. Like you get those muscles in a law library.
I know plenty of lawyers who are even bigger than I am. So... I wouldn't mess with them.
Okay. Lisa Rubin said, today I learned the court filing reflecting Trump's, I'm sorry, this is on the other one real quick, the bond case. This is the Mr. Hankey's, hang on, I'll get to this in a second. Listen, I have too much stuff in law school here. Okay, so the bond.
Lawyers are usually better organized.
Right, this is why I'm not a lawyer. There's too much organization involved. Yeah, anyway, that is, first of all, we said that. Remember day one, that first of all, we're not sure they aren't bonded in New York. And so, of course, she's not even sure they have the money to back it up. Anyway, that's a whole other thing. So let's see what Glenn thinks. But one analyst said that this was really smart, that Jack Smith is baiting her. Mm-hmm. It's hard to tell what the next moves are going to be here. He said, special counsel Jack Smith has painted Aileen Cannon into a corner by forcing her to make an appealable ruling about proposed jury instructions before actually impaneling a jury. Well, I hope that's what happens, right?
Yeah.
Let's listen to Mustache. Law Mustache.
Yeah, I recognize that many commentators today have tried to be polite about Judge Cannon's missteps here, and suggesting that they relate somehow to her inexperience or incompetence. I think the evidence of her bias is pretty palpable at this stage of the game.
I think I'm past the incompetent phase to something else. Here's one more.
I think the 11th Circuit tried desperately to draw a line for her at the time of the search warrant and the special master cases, where they rebuked her very sternly for her basically making up the law and her lack of analysis of the required factors that went into those decisions.
Yeah, to your point, Eye Candy, it is a very high bar to remove a judge. Merely getting a judge getting it wrong isn't enough going to be sufficient to get a judge kicked off, said one analyst. That's why we have appeals courts. Now, the Justice Department did something really, really smart yesterday in saying you have to rule on this motion before the jury's impaneled. If not, we lose our right to appeal, and they'll move to get you kicked off. Judges have an obligation to rule on anything that could go away once the trial starts, so they're sort of pushing her and baiting her, and if she fails to do that, I don't see how they at least don't try to get her kicked off. One more, Ty Cobb.
But her... delays here are extraordinary. I mean, as you highlighted and as others have highlighted, she hasn't even set a trial date. That's remarkable. She ignored the government's request months ago to set the schedule under the Classified Information Procedures Act, that there are multiple steps that have to be gone through, and she hasn't completed step one.
Yeah. So anyway, and then we'll see if Glenn agrees, but God, that would be amazing, but he thinks that she will get removed by the circuit court. She really is so wrong on the law that I don't even need to be a lawyer for to go what? This does not fall under any of his ridiculous arguments. I could free speech, presidential records. It's note 9. He speaks only fascist, but 999. I think everything you need to know
999999999
is the fact that she's the only judge Trump hasn't attacked. And in fact, he defended her yesterday by attacking Jack Smith.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So right away, you're like, oh.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The filing by Jack Spinth that put Judge Cannon on the spot over her widely criticized proposed jury instructions has infuriated Donald Trump, who lashed out on Thursday. She asked both parties in the documents case for proposed jury instructions, which led to Smith delivering what observers called a withering response with the implicit threat that he may seek relief from the 11th Circuit. Trump came to Cannon's defense. Huh. Hmm. That seems all in the up and up. Huh.
Shocker.
And labeled Smith a lowlife who's nasty, rude, and condescending, and obviously trying to play the ref. Oh, my God.
Deranged.
Oh, my God.
Too.
Pot, it's the kettle calling Hugh Black.
Didn't he call him deranged yesterday?
Yes.
Well?
Yes. Oh, he does that
He's
all the time.
He's a lowlife, nasty, rude, condescending, obviously trying to play the ref. Really? Because Trump never does that. Yeah. He shouldn't even be allowed to participate in this sham case where I, unlike Crooked Joe, Hillary Clinton, and all the rest, come under the Presidential Records Act. Oh, my God.
Stop saying it.
Oh, and then we went to all caps. Mm-hmm. I did nothing wrong, but Biden did. They let him go scot-free. How did that happen, Jack? Two-tiered system of justice. Election interference. Okay. All right. I could have seen that last part.
Can
coming.
He add a few words to his vocabulary, please?
No.
I'm tired of the
God.
Same words over and
Just
over again.
Just one. He's boring. One word. Add one. One or two. Just one or two new ones.
He's boring.
Can I just say Lindy Lee? Is she are we getting...
Yes, we have her next week.
Yay! Good point. On Twitter, she said, we're arguing over the Presidential Records Act, which misses the point. Trump's theft of CIA intel coincided with a huge spike in the murder of CIA agents. CIA even issued a global alarm to all its stations. Trump violated more than just the law. The traitor shed American blood. Thank you. This case, as I keep saying, could not be more serious. But this cannot just be that some unelected Trump-appointed judge just goes, nah, you know, done, acquitted. That's what they're saying she's trying to set this up for, to get the jury impaneled. So for whatever ridiculous reason, she'll say, dismissed. Mm-hmm. The whole case is just dismissed. He can't keep getting away with this. He can't.
Someone famous once said that.
Right? Okay.
He can't keep getting away with it!
Yes.
He can't keep getting away with it.
Someone famous based in Albuquerque, actually.
Oh, exactly. Yes. Where we'll be coming with Sexy Liver, where Valerie Plame, super spy, gorgeous spy lady, will be joining us on
Yeah.
panel. I just got another fantastic surprise for Chicago Sexy Liver, but I can't tell you yet. Okay, 19... There'll be surprises at every show. Just go to sexyliberal.com.